Good morning. Federal Reserve officials united in continuing support to recovery. Wadias give up executive roles in group firms. Nifty firms likely to impress in Q4. And the rupee sees its worst fall in 20 months. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. Dalal Street might see a positive start today, going by gains in Nifty futures trading on Singapore Exchange this morning. However, stocks in most other Asian markets slipped at the open. Overnight on Wall Street, the S&P 500 index inched up to another record high, bolstered by the US Federal Reserve's commitment to supportive policy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.05%. The S&P 500 index gained 0.15% to 4,079, but the Nasdaq Composite dropped 0.07%. Treasury yields rose slightly following the Federal Reserve minutes. In currencies, the dollar held gains. The euro fell 0.02%, while the Japanese yen was flat. Crude oil prices rose on an improving global economic outlook. Gold prices dipped 0.5% in international markets to $1,737 an ounce, as economic optimism drew investors away from the safe haven metal. That said, here's what else is making news. The US Central Bank minutes released overnight turned out to be reassuring for financial markets. They showed that Federal Reserve officials were united on the need to see more progress on the recovery before scaling back their massive bond buying program. Policymakers downplayed inflation risks, maintaining that the recent surge in Treasury yields reflects stronger growth prospects. Traders have scaled back their most aggressive positioning for interest rates to start rising by the end of next year. Nifty 50 companies are likely to report a robust aggregate performance for the March quarter. That is largely on account of a lower base in the year-ago quarter, when companies undertook provisions and reported losses amid the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Some estimates project revenue to grow 20%, whereas net profit is expected to more than double. In the year-ago quarter, revenue and profit had fallen by 3.6% and 51.4% respectively. On a sequential basis, revenue and profit growth in the March quarter is likely to be 18% and 2% respectively, compared with 11.4% and 14.4% in the previous quarter. The Wadia family has taken a strategic decision not to hold any executive roles in group companies and instead bring in non-family professionals to drive growth and boost shareholder value. Recently, Jay Wadia, Group Chairman Nusli Wadia's younger son, stepped off executive roles from boards of GoAir and Bombay Dyeing to be a non-executive director. The rupee nosedived by 113 paise to 74.56 against the US dollar on Wednesday, marking its worst single-day rout in 20 months, as concerns mounted over the surging COVID cases in the country. To contain the virus, local authorities in several parts of the country have imposed lockdown restrictions that limit economic activities. The domestic currency opened at 73.52 against the greenback and finally settled at 74.56 to the dollar, its lowest closing level since November last year. A Chennai-based independent research firm has asked investors to exit from all schemes managed by Franklin Templeton Mutual Fund. Underperformance of the equity mutual fund schemes, slide in assets under management, loss of confidence, and botched handling of events, likely flight of talent and change of sponsor are some reasons that have led to this decision, said Prime Investor. Franklin Templeton has been under pressure from investors and distributors after it shut down 6 debt schemes in April last year, which resulted in 26,000 crore rupees of investor money getting locked up. And lastly, markets regulator SEBI has imposed a 25 crore rupee fine collectively on Mukesh Ambani and Anil Ambani, the erstwhile main promoters of the undivided Reliance Group, along with several family members and group companies. They were penalized for alleged irregularities relating to the issue of 12 crore equity shares in January 2000 by Reliance Industries. SEBI imposed the penalty on Ambani family members and related entities, since it was found that the takeover code was violated during the allotment of shares by Reliance Industries. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Titan reported 60% revenue growth for the fourth quarter of 2020-21, owing to a low base effect in the year-ago period, even as the resurgence of COVID-19 cases impacted business momentum in the second half of March. Ashok Leyland has said it has decided to form two new subsidiaries as part of its plans to strengthen green transport solutions. Contract manufacturer Dixon Technologies and Bharti Enterprises have signed a pact to form a joint venture to manufacture telecom and networking products such as modems, routers, set-top boxes, and Internet of Things devices. McLeod Russell lenders are meeting to decide on the fate of the company's debt resolution on Friday, people aware of the matter said. Anil Agarwal-controlled Vedanta Resources bid to buy back a 17.5% stake in its Indian subsidiary Vedanta got a tepid response from investors at just 57.5% till Wednesday, the final day. Do also check out more than two dozen stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!